Dimension Sif Lamed Hey. So we started the halachas of Dabar Matunif and Sif Lamed Dalet. So it continues in Sif Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav. Avishamutter Lahoitzi Graf Sharei Avishamer Glayim. So we have this container which is used for the person's bodily waste. So Chazal, because of the cover of the Rias, etc., they were mad to the person to take it out. But also Lachzirim, you can't bring it back in. Elam Kei Nosen L'Soich HaMayim, unless the person put water inside. So the Mishabura, Kuf Lamed Vav, Hoti Graf. So Graf Ovid Shneim Shal Cheris. So the case of the Halacha was that the item was made out of Cheris. They were used for different purposes and they had different names, but they were basically the same type of idea. So since they're made out of cheres, they absorb the materials. So it's not just the whole kli is totally mias. Within who shall eat, similarly when the kli is made out of eats, it has this repulsive element to it. So the halachas of davening and saying divrei Torah, divrei kedusha in the presence of bodily waste, the halachas that the graf itself gets the din of tzaya midaraisa, even if there's no tzaya in it, because it absorbs. So therefore, he raised the question: it's made out of mateches. What's the halacha? And he says over there in Pesayim that made out of matzis, the halacha is that it's not considered like soya because it doesn't absorb. And the modern question, and then it says over there also if it's made out of glass or like glaze, like we have nowadays, a toilet nowadays is made out, has a glazed type of a cheris, but it's glazed, doesn't absorb. So it doesn't have a din of, doesn't have this din, if it's not, doesn't have anything in it, it doesn't have a din of tzoya minaraisa. So regards to muksa, similarly he's saying that if it doesn't have the same chumra over here. Now regards to plastic, nowadays the poskim assume plastic, actually they have like a hard plastic, they make it, is considered more like matkas than it is considered like cheris. Hine grafa ovitz. So, what's the status regards to the muksa? Alva bishu kli, even though it's considered, it's clearly a kli. Bekomokim bechlam muksa machmas gufay. It has a din of muksa, a total muksa. Mishum and the moyis harib, because it's so repulsive that the person finds that he finds that muksa. Bechamer mistam muksa machmas miyus. The kamer lembrechim and yud shin yud the mutter. We'll see later on that there's one of the cases where the Mor says the machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to the muksa is something called muksa machmas miyas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, person is machsadas, and it's muksa. Shimon says, person has it in the back of his mind, I just might want to use it, so he's not machsadas totally, and that's a case where we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no din of muksa machmas miyas. So that's over there, but this is worse. The graf who kevin with the mehin, this is mamash considered like kevin. So really, it should be considered muksa. Barak leitzian mimakim shador sham hitiru mishum kvaidoi abul lachzir l'tzarf mayim doz metaltalon ayirei mayim. So Chazal permitted removing it, and then they only permitted returning it if you have some usage for the kli. So the water, and then it's bottled to the water. The Chaz Yishuv says that this is like it's a two-directional takana. The batsman is a kli; it doesn't lose its same kli. So really, it should not be muksa. Because Chazal came along and there were geyser who did muksa on it because it's so repulsive that people, the nature is to be maksadas. So they gave it a did muksa. Then there were matter that did muksa because of kavod, which we'll see this again in the next of kata. Therefore, he says in Kufla Mitzayin, you can only bring it back if you have water in it. But the Magen Ram says that, but if the person never put it down, so it's then you don't need mayim to bring it back in. They find this questionable. Now we had like klishim lato the iser that once it's oyder biyado it's mutter. We over there we discussed it could be that's a special heter and klishim lato the iser, which batsim it's a kli. and it has other usages. So it's exerid rabbanon to make it muksa because they're afraid you might come by mistake to do malacha with it, etc. So they said, once it's beyond a beheter, your person took, picked up away, which is mutter, they weren't mechayev to put it down, you can bring it back. So if you understand over here that this muksa really, like the Chazon Ish says, that really it really is a kli, and it really didn't lose a chain of kli, it's exerid rabbanon, so then it's like kli shemata liyaser. So the Magen Avraham makes a lot of sense. That it calls on its other biyada, it was other yada beheter, he was allowed to take it so he can bring it back in without doing anything further. If you learn it became mamash muksa, so then that's the prima gadam and the yarabah's problem. That mamash came totally muksa, so we don't find this heter of other biyada in general by other items which are totally muksa. So that seems to be, so the Chazon Ish understands, like the Magen Avraham, he says, and he passed like the Magen Avraham, and he says, because really it is a kli. It doesn't lose its status of a kli because of the miyus element to it. So that's interesting. Connection. So the only answer is to put it in water. Now, it wasn't helping if the water is unusable, but it has to be the water is still usable. The person's not going to drink it himself, he's not going to wash with it himself, but he would give it to his animal. So then now the water is not muksa, and then the kli is not muksa either, or the kli is mutra to move aga of the water. But the imlo kain, if the water is not usable in any way, af hamayim grafim, so the water becomes a miyus. So you're back to square one. V'hinei mitasasam hashacharar panash lafilo ein sarach lahotzi boitzoya umeraglayim. A person doesn't need it a second time. He's not bringing it back to be able to get a second usage out of it for tzoyer meraglayim. He just wants to bring back the kli. Even in that situation, chazal remat to tzor lach zayyadei mayim. But b'yesh b'chmir m'zeb, which costs a bit of tzoyer, so I'm saying, rabbi l'mechir, d'im hu mokum ha-mishtamer, l'yech l'sin al-shal d'tzor. So the rabbi says, if you don't need it to bring it back in, it's better to leave it there and not use the water. So what's this argument of the water? So take a look at the Bishar Tzion, Kuf Yud Aleph, Tamayim, the Machmirim hold, the Tirah Yenei Kikr B'tinik, Ella, the Meis Bovad. So we had this before, right, that there's something called Tiltum, there's Tiltum in Atzad. Tiltum in Atzad is where there's indirect Tiltum. So we have it many places. Why is this case different? What's the special heter of the kikar of the tinnik? There you're carrying the mace and you're putting the kikar on top of the mace. So you're doing tilted directly on the mace. And you're saying a kula, but we're going to down as if the ikar that you're really carrying is the kikar and the mace is aga. But you're carrying the mace. Every other case of tilted in itzad, you're actually carrying the item of heter. And physically, you're touching the item of heter and moving the item of heter, and the item of Isser is coming along. So we say, so tiltum in atzad is if you're is mutter. Furthermore, even the case of tiltum in atzad, which is mutter, it's only mutter because your real kavana is the tzarech l'davar heter. Truly, so then you're allowed to take the muks as well. But over here, his ikar kavana is not the kikar. His ikar kavana is to move the mace. He needs to move the mace to get the mace out of the sun or whatever it is that shouldn't decompose more quickly. So there's two kulas in the case of mace. So over here, in the case of the graf, really you have both of those problems. You're metal to the graf, not the water. You're physically touching the graf, and the purpose over here is not the water. The purpose over here is to move the graf back inside. So either because he needs it or because he wants to keep it safe. So we're getting involved in this sugya of are your matra, kikar, and tinnik by anything else. So we said that they argue So why is this mutter? Over here we were matay mayim. It must be in a case where there's a real need for the physical needs of the person. Chazal said kulas to be able to facilitate the kavanah brias. So they said in a case where you need it, you know, you can bring it back al yaday mayim. But if you have no need to bring it back just to protect the kli, I'm sorry, that's not an option. Okay. Fine. So that's that argument over there. Okay. Siflam and Zion. Siflam and Vav. It doesn't grab so really. Okay, so a person cannot create a situation of graf shorei v'chad chilu. The hainu, what would the case be? L'habi davar she'osed limoyis she'lo hitzioi l'chishi yimoyis. I can't create a situation of graf shorei, a potential situation in order to create a heter of tiltel. But if a person to do it, then it's going to be mutl. So now we're going to be, contrast this. Let's see Siflam and Zion. Malkum Dikab Seder, mutl hachlis mitosa etzel graf sharei, lekboye shivasa shom kelo tzigur. So in a case where there's a potential hepsid, Chazal did permit to create a graf shorei in the situation of chachil. So I have the graf in a room which I'm not using. So it's not repulsive, so I have no one to have to use it. I have a need to move it out because of pseida, whatever the pseida might be. So I move my bed in there, which means I move in there to sit. And I say, oh wow, it's so repulsive to have this graph here, let's take the graph outside. Well, who asked you to sit in that room? Mm-hmm. Right? Go sit somewhere else. So, but once I'm there, it is repulsive. So that's what's saying, I'm making a graph array in the chatkila, I'm putting myself in that situation in the chatkila in order to create the heter to move the item. So is that mutter? He's saying, makom seder, that's mutter. If it's not makom seder, that's, we're saying in Siflam and Vav, that's not mutter. It's interesting though the presentation of the. I would have presented that in certain cases it's mutter, and then but if it's not, there's no pseida, then it's osur. I would have said, you understand the chiddush better from the case where once you know there's a case where it's mutter, you understand what the chiddush is. You can't do it. Okay, let's see the mishnah.
What's the case? Lamin Vafi writes that the case is lahavi davar shasat limais, and Lamin Zayin, you bring yourself to the ground. That's not.
There's not. It shouldn't make a difference. Yes and no. I'm saying in the cool of Pseida, there's those who learn it's only mutter to bring yourself to it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
it's saying so means in the case of Laman Vav, even Makam Pseida, some hold it's also. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kuflamites, Kelot Tzioi. That wasn't your intent. But the nature of the thing is something which you're going to take out. Taking something which is mos out, that's Chazal Ramata that. But to create the scenario of the is also.
We had that heter a few siflim ago about the tape being very messy and it really bothers you. So then you're doing this, aren't you?
I'm sorry, which case?
The case where the table is very messy.
Right, so they didn't ask you from eating to prevent you from coming to
right,
the.
Even though you know that you're going to come to the.
Correct, but that would be along these lines, right?
Yeah.
Right. The case of the Gemara over there was that they had a drip coming off of the roof. So if it comes off of the roof, they have who knows what sitting on the roof. So the drip itself becomes, when it collects it into a container, it's meus. But I want to put the kli there, so if it just drips and resorts into the ground, so it's not really going to bother me so much. If it sits in the kli, it's going to be, it becomes uncomfortable. I want to put the kli there to catch the water, and then afterwards we might say the kli, because it's mius. So who asked you to put the kli there? The chachila, to then rely on the heter of removing it. All right, so that's. Fine. So if you're telling me that even if you didn't do it with intent for that purpose, you can't move it. So why does Shulchan Aruch say the Isser is because you had intent? His Kiddush is the Sefer. We're saying it's Mutter, even in the case we had intent, we're going to be Matter taking it out. That's the Kiddush of that case. Okay. But if there's pseudo, it's mutter. Kufmam. Hanashiyabu lidei hefsed im yishar agraf sham. It'd be a situation we're afraid there's going to be a loss. For example, she gone up sham. If that room being empty and not used, maybe somebody might steal it.
Oh, Dr. Kauper.
Okay. Or something of that sort. It's in the house and in the room. Welcome Shena Dorsham, where a person not living. Shemuna Bachotzim, welcome Shane Trisa's Raglisham, or it's in the Chotzim, a place where there's not Trisa's a regal. So I'm not going there. So it's not, you don't have to move it because of that. So my idea was to move in, and then I'll find it repulsive and I'll throw it out. He's going to sleep there, he's going to eat there. Why is that next of Kilo di Rosh Hashem? It's like you're living there. So just sitting there, so we're just sitting, so get up and leave. But if you're eating in the middle of the meal, it's hard to leave. Or you're sleeping, you know, you once you're lying down, it's hard to get out. So that's why he discusses the example of these two examples. Okay, take a look at the Bir Halacha over here. This is what, you know, the question which Zev raised. And in Oisin Graf, I'm regard the Sirle, the Dasa Shechonorach, I feel a mokum hefset also lost us the Chavkilo. Well, Hutu Ikim, and Masha, maybe, Besef Shachar Zev, she may be out to me El Graf. So even though we're saying Mamakam Seder, we're going to be matter, but even that we're limiting the heter is only if you're going from the leaving the item there and you're bringing yourself into that room, as opposed to bringing the item into you, Mamakam Seder, and then having the graph situation develop and then move it. So the Groz Badaik and Shulchan Aruch, that's not mutter. Right, 1 second. But there is later on in Chin Lamed Ches, in the case of the kli, right? If you have you have the concern that there's this drip coming down which is going to damage the house, and I want to put a kli there, and I know once I put the kli there and it fills up with water, I'm going to find it repulsive. So the Torah says you're allowed to put it in there, the chachilah, without to take it out because makom seder. So that's the case of Sif Lamed Vav, not of Sif Lamed Zayin. And the Torah is moderate. So so that's the case later on in Shem HaMakes. So the Chayotim says, Mokam Tzar Kodol, you're talking about the opinion of the Torah. But that's going to be mutter. Not like this. Not like the Groz Diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch holds that case is also.
What's the case?
Right, so in Shin Lamed Ches, in Sif Ches, it says you want to put a keli under the dlaf. It's mutter to do that. And if it empties out, you pour it out. But hushi had dlaf roi l'rechitza. The water is clean enough that you can use it for washing. If it's not roi, it's also mishum the innocent graf sarei l'chadchila. So you don't put it in, you don't create the situation, you're going to have to later on move it out. So on that din over there in Shilom Echesh, the Chabad does not quote the second half of the thought. On that din, the Torah says, "B'makom seder their makel that you could do that." So that's in the Bir Halacha over here in Shilom Echesh. B'chayalim because of makom tzarakol yesh tismu called atur the pasuk afilu b'ed roy lita muter lita and klila tachto. So he says, an example of this, modern example of this, is a person who washes the tilsa daim by their bed. So the water which is used for tilsa daim is not refreshed to you, or if we're given to an animal, you're not supposed to do anything with it. So you're going to take it out afterwards. So you're making a situation of graf shereh l'chadchila. Right? Because makom tzarek gadol, what's that the person needs to wash? So we're sarmachan, and then you're not supposed to leave it there because the ruach raw. So I don't have an eitzah other than making a graf shereh l'chadchila.
That's only you're not supposed to leave it there.
You're not supposed to leave the water that the person does this time in the morning has ruach raw in it. You're not supposed to leave it there. It's considered like So the heter that's me is to leave this water there. So I'm making Rav Shavei Lechatchila, but the Mokum Tzarek Gadol, I don't have another Eitzah. So that's where that's Mutu. So that's the Bir Halacha points out. And the same lily says, Mayim Rechorinim, which a person, you wash, if you don't wash onto the ground, you wash into a Kli. So you take the Mayim Rechorinim afterwards off the table. I mean, maybe it's less of an issue nowadays, but that they don't have a problem with Ruach Ruah just because they, you know, they used to have like all this, you know, they ate with their hands. The water was quite repulsive. So then you're making Graf Shavei Lechavchila by washing my Mekredim and then taking it away from the table. I'm not sure now that our my Mekredim needs that heter. It's probably Roilish Tia, you know, Roilish Tia for behavior or something like that. Okay. Sif, well, I'll just keep track of time over here. So that's the end of the halachas of Graf Shavei. So that was Lamed Aleph, Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. Okay, so Lama Ches is a new halacha. Machtes Adam in Boydayim, Maloy Kuposa offer. Person could bring in a container worth of dirt. Miyachal Karen Zobis, and he sets it aside to in some spot. With intent that over Shabbos, he'll use it. And they had dirt floors, the way they clean the floor, because someone dirt on the floor, you cover it with some more dirt. So the dirt is needed to clean the floor, make the house look clean. So that was they need this dirt over here. So that's dirt is like avonim. But if you're miyachid before Shabbos for that purpose, and you designate a place to put it off to the side where you for that purpose, you're going to leave the lachasis soya eroik mechiyot to bezel. I mean, lo yichal karen zobis botol aga b'far abayis also l'tal to leiv. If it's not distinct where you put it, so it's part of the. It's something you can't take. Offer from the floor and use it for that purpose. You can't take this offer either. It's considered part of the floor. So that's not a muksa problem. That is a boyna soyser problem. It's part of the, you're taking something off of the ground. It's considered soyser. I mean, there'd be a muksa problem as well.
So why isn't it a boyna problem when you put it down on the floor when you have it and it's not the floor?
It's a good question. I don't have a good answer. That's something which I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have a good answer to it. Mishabur Kufan Beis. So he takes this offer. Mara Bebeis Alors. He brings it inside and he doesn't leave it in the Kli. The point Rashi is saying, I mean, obviously you carry it in some type of container. You're not leaving it in the container. So then, you know, then obviously we don't have these problems. The point was you're pouring it onto the ground. The dirt floor of the house. So now we have to figure out what makes it that it doesn't become part of the floor. So your purpose is to use it on Shabbos to be cover the tzoyer or the roik. So the case has to be that you're not making a guma. The hainu shitul b'shava. You take off a smooth layer of it. B'shachol dak. As soon as the sides cave in, so as soon as you pick out some dirt, other dirt falls into the and fills up the hole. So he's addressing that the more says a siyas guma is a problem. Even there was a Sias Guma was a form of boina. The Mora says that by making this, so now you have a hole which you can use to put something into, etc. So that was part of the way they would make a storage place in their floor. They put a little bit of guma, put something in. So Sias Guma was a form of boina. So I have to prevent the problem of boina. The Chiddush over here is even though there's a pile of dirt on the side. A guma is also a problem. So Mishnah Berurah said over there in the Hilchos Yomtiv that even if it's in a kli, could be there's a problem with his guma. Right? But once you have the guma, it's a good place to store something. So it would be problematic. So the case has to either be that he took it off, a smooth layer off the top, so there's no guma, or that it caved in immediately, so there's no problem with his guma. If you're not miyachad a corner to it, it's bottle. Your intent when you brought it in was to use it for other purposes, not to. Now they would. I mean, this was a true fact that they would. You know, Arab Shabbos. The way you clean for Shabbos was you put a layer of dirt, right? So the element of irony over there, right? So if I came in without any thought, so I'm bringing in dirt, yeah, my goal is to make it part of the ground. The chiddush over here is that my intent was not that. My intent when I brought it in was clearly not to make it part of the floor, but to leave it aside to have available on Shabbos to cover the tzoyer of the roik. Become welcome, kiman shapizra be'emsa, besa, the midras, reglayim, array, who bought all the gabi, karkursa, bias, umuksabasa. If you didn't put it off to the side in a designated place, it's going to end up being trampled into the floor, so it's part of the floor. So that means what we're saying, what we're assuming over here is on Shabbos I have my floor was, let's say, sand, and so it's loose. So I want to pick up something to sand and use for something I can't. So with this dirt which I brought in gets that status. I didn't do the Ramah. Okay. Let's see the Ramah. So if I came and I stored Paris in some type of a sand pile, so once it's designated for that purpose, so then it becomes non-muksa. Once it becomes non-muksa, so then I can take the Paris out. But if it is, sometimes they would store it in something which is muksa. I have a kamama simin shinyad alef sefches tes masha kosev sham. So over there, I can pull on the fruit and the fact that the dirt's going to move. That's till the minatzad, the tzart avraham mutter. But I can't move the dirt biyadayim to get to the pears which are beneath. Or even if the leaves are sticking out, I can grab the leaves. Pull out the leaf, pull out the fruit, and the offer will move. And that's mutter. That's what they're going to say later on in Shinyan Aleph. But I can't move it directly because it's hold it here.